Morning, Adam.
What about these figures then?
Well, they tally with what we've been getting told for a few weeks now, and the figures released yesterday certainly tally with that. Rollout of the vaccine in the county has been slower than in many other areas. Fewer people have been inoculated here than in any other part of England. Official figures confirm Shropshire is at the lower end of this NHS England League table. When it comes to the proportion of the population who've been vaccinated, just over 6%. That's half of what is in neighbouring Hereford and Worcester. Now, about half of Shropshire's over 80s have had their first jab. That's around 14,000 people. But it's also been revealed, Adam, by Ludlow MP Philip Dunn, that nobody over the age of 80 and living in the community in the southwest of the county has been vaccinated. They've only had it in that age group if they live in a care home. Now, Mr Dunn has asked Matt Hancock, the Health Secretary, to look at that distribution of the vaccine.
And what's been the response so far?
Well, the Conservative Shropshire councillor in charge of adult social care, Dean Carroll, says the figures are appalling. You're going to be hearing from him shortly. The Labour leader on Telford and Reeking Council, Sean Davis, has been raising concerns that not enough people are being vaccinated for some time now. And he says these figures back up what he's been saying. He says he's looked at other data, which he believes shows only 35% of those over 80 in Telford and Reeking have been vaccinated. And he says this is proving worrying for people in the borough. So more localised figures there coming in from him. And many politicians, including Telford MP Lucy Allen, tell me they've met regularly with local NHS bosses and no problems have been flagged up to them. And they are meeting with them again today to try and get some more answers.
So do we know why there's been such a slow rollout?
Some have argued there's been a supply issue of the vaccine. As I say, Philip Dunn, the Ludlow MP, has asked government to look at that distribution. Councillor Joel Davis claims not enough has been coming through. But Dave Evans from the county's clinical commissioning group, you spoke to him just after seven, says fewer people have been vaccinated because of the model that they've been using in the county. It's called a push model, and you get the amount of vaccine that you're able to deliver into people's arms. Now, he admits not all GP practices have been involved with vaccinating. They've been working at the main hubs, so in places like the Royal Shrewsbury, and they've been, administering the jab in care homes. However, he says they didn't want to sign up to an NHS agreement. He says that's now changed and they will start to deliver locally from next week. Again, that is going to depend very much on whether they can get that supply. Now, you're going to get a different reason for the slow rollout depending on who you speak to. But the data is there and fewer people have had the vaccine in our county than in other areas so far. I know that many GPs that we've been speaking to have been arguing, we do the flu jabs, we know what we're doing, we vaccinate people, just let us do it in our practices. And the reason many of them have been slow to want to sign up to this agreement with the NHS is because there have been more hoops that they've had to jump through, more things that have been expected of them. So I think that has been a slight concern. But what is coming through, Adam, from the questions that we've been asking, is that there are questions that need to be answered from those decision makers. People do need to be held to account on the figures, but what nobody is suggesting that it's got anything to do with the actual staff and the NHS workers, who we heard from Dave Evans earlier, some didn't go home until 3 o'clock in the morning because they were vaccinating. We're also expecting more vaccinations to come online next week. More centres will be opening up by the end of the month and early next month, and we're going to find out some more information about where they will be in the Shropshire Council area, and also the Telford International Centre is going to be coming online to administer the jab very soon.
Joanne Gallagher, thank you very much for now. We'll be back with Joanne in just a moment. I want to bring in Shropshire Councillor Dean Carroll, who's on the line now. Dean, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Thanks for having me on.
It's Adam. Good morning. You're the portfolio holder for adult social care. If I could get your reaction to what we've been hearing today about the number of vaccine doses given out, what do you make of it?
Well, I'm absolutely furious. We have been asking pretty much every day since the vaccine programme started at the start of December for updates for progress in Shropshire. We've been raising concerns about the slow pace that centres have been allowed to open. And at every turn, we've been assured that Shropshire is on a par with everywhere else. At no point NHS England regionally flagged that the Shropshire was lagging this far behind in terms of absolute numbers.
So what's been the problem, do you think, Dean?
Well, one of the problems, as far as I'm concerned, is that NHS England, and I hasten to add, this is NHS England, this is not the excellent local NHS staff or teams, this is NHS England, the organisation, regionally and nationally, have this culture of absolute secrecy. I've likened it to bordering on paranoia when it comes to the vaccine rollout, which is unhealthy in the extreme.
Can you still hear us, Dean? Well, we've lost Dean Carroll there. We'll bring Joanne Gallagher, our reporter, back in. Clearly unhappy with the way that this has been dealt with. It's saying an appalling situation, Joanne.
Very interesting there, wasn't it, from Dean Carroll. Remember, he's a Conservative councillor. He's got one of the main portfolios on Shropshire Council. He's in charge of adult social care, you know, working with the very people that we know haven't had the jab in the numbers that they've had in other areas of England, these over 80 year olds. And as we say, in the southwest of the county, no over 80s have had the vaccine unless they live in a care home. Interesting there also, isn't it, that Councillor Carroll is saying that they've been asking for updates every day and that they haven't heard anything from NHS England or NHS regional bosses to flag up that there's a possible lag, which we now know there is. And this culture of secrecy bordering on paranoia, he said, about NHS England when it comes to trying to communicate what's been happening. Whilst we've been on air, I did message Dave Evans, who you've been speaking to just after seven this morning, and I went back to him and said, look, you know, has there been a supply issue of this vaccine? Because this is what we've been told previously. And I know that Finola Lynch, the doctor that you spoke to, she also said when she was talking to you that, you know, we will carry on these vaccinations subject to supply. So I've put that to Dave Evans again. He is the accountable officer for the clinical commission group in the county. He's just replied to say it's hard to say for definite, as they can only send us what we have the capacity for. But sometimes we don't know until a few days beforehand what we are getting. So you can see from that response, okay, very difficult for people to plan.
Joanne, I just want to bring Dean Carroll back in because we've managed to get to hold of him again. Dean, we were talking obviously about the low numbers, about the vaccinations, about the problems. More vaccination centres will be up and running soon though, won't they? When will that be and where will that be?
Apologies, I don't know what happened. We got cut off. But yeah, I'm going to tell you this morning the timescales and the locations we've been given, despite NHS England insisting that we shouldn't share these. I don't think that's right. So from the very start of February, vaccination centres will be opening up at Ludlow Racecourse and the Indoor Bowling Centre at Shrewsbury Sports Village. We've been told that from the middle of February, although possibly earlier, hopefully earlier, a vaccination centre will be opening up at Whitchurch Civic Centre. We are also now aware that GP-led rollout will be taking place across the county. Not every surgery will have the space or the capacity to deliver vaccines directly from their premises. The vast majority will, and the first one will be receiving the vaccines from the end of next week. We're looking at places such as Church Stretton and Market Drayton, because we're aware that particularly in the southwest of the county, the Ludlow and Church Stretton and Bishop's Castle areas, and in the northeast around Market Drayton, those locations have been left far behind by NHS England's pattern of rollout. I want to get across to you our extreme frustration at the council, because we have bent over backwards. We have done everything that was asked of us as soon as it was asked, and more. We were asked at the start of December to provide a long list of potential sites, which we did quickly. In order to try and help speed up things, we provided project managers to get the sites off the ground. We've offered HR support. We've provided IT support. We're putting together a transport package to help people get to vaccinations. We have offered, our comms team as a resource. This is incredibly frustrating for us because we have asked repeatedly since the start of December, when will sites like Ludlow, like Shrewsbury, like Whitchurch, like Market Drayton come online? And we've been met with a wall of silence.
Okay, listen, I appreciate you coming back onto the show, Dean, and updating us with that information. Thank you very much indeed. Shropshire Councillor Dean Carroll, who's the portfolio holder, Adult Social Care.